Thank you, Vaughn, for bringing us headlines. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How will Lagos vote on Saturday? There's still one more stop on the road to 2023, so we're still talking elections during the Big Hard Fact. And today's Big Hard Fact is that it's exactly 5 days until the governorship and state assembly elections. 5 days until governorship and state assembly elections. I said the same thing last Monday, but that was before INEC announced on Wednesday that they are postponing the polls by 7 days. So this Saturday, knock on wood, every state will choose its new House of Assembly, and 28 of those states, including Lagos, will choose a governor. So today, let's talk about Sanwo-Olu's last-minute campaign push. Let's also talk about the controversy over government agencies and uniformed public servants campaigning for Sanwo-Olu. And then let's talk about Rhodes Vivor's promises for his first 100 days in office. But first, let's talk about which Guba candidates you have heard from here in Lagos. We're going to talk mostly about the Lagos race, and just like last week, let me list all 16 candidates for you. We've got Dixon Olaugun of Accord, Abdulrazak Balogun of AA, Akeem Olaiwola of AAC, Olufunso Doherty of ADC, Bamidele Ishola of ADP, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, the incumbent, APC, Fumilayo Okukpoki, APM, Abiola Adeyemi, APP, Olawale Oluwo, BP, Gbadebo Rhodes Vivor, LP, Olarewaju Jim Kamal, NMPP, Braithwaite Ishola, NRM, Olajide Adediran, aka Jando, PDP, Taufik Uthman, SDP, Wasiu Ajayi, YPP, Adenikebi Mode, Adekunle, ZLP. Those are your 16 options, Lagos. 16. Are you gonna do what I do when I go to a restaurant and I pick up the menu and I look at all the food that they have on the menu and I go back to what I always eat anyway? Or are you going to be adventurous and pick something new? So, first and foremost, just like last week, how many of these options have you heard from? 16 of them. How many of them have you heard from? I know that you've heard from Governor Sanwo-Olu, at least on Nigeria Info, at least on my show, you've been hearing from Sanwo-Olu. He has this really beautiful jingle that I like. You know, every time he comes on, I'm dancing in the studio. It's so groovy. So Owambei, you know? So I know that you've heard that jingle. I know you've also heard Jando's jingle on Nigeria Info. You've also heard Funso Doherty's jingle on Nigeria Info. You've also heard Gbadebo Rhodes Vivor's jingle on Nigeria Info. Also very catchy. So actually, all of them, all their jingles. So Doherty, Gbadebo, Jando, Sanwo-Olu, all their jingles that have played on Nigeria Info, at least on Hard Facts, at least, have been really, really catchy. You know, very interesting jingles. But those are jingles. Have you seen them elsewhere? Have you been to a campaign? Have they come to campaign to you? Have you heard people talking about them? What are people saying about them? Which of them would you like to see in a Lausa? You've got 16 options. Which of those 16 would you like to see in a Lausa? If you want Sanwo-Olu to get a second term, tell us why. If you want to replace Sanwo-Olu, tell us why. Tell us who you want to replace Sanwo-Olu with and why. Talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190. Who have you heard from? 16 options for governor here in Lagos. Who have you heard from? Which ones do you like? Which ones do you think, okay, I'd like to see this person in a Lausa? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I greet you, my sister.
I greet you too. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
What's your name?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Welcome, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, my sister, you see, the only time Nigeria will change is when we start voting our leaders.
Okay.
Instead of somebody choosing a leader for us.
Okay.
That young guy, I have taken my time to listen to him.
Okay.
The guy has a plan for Lagos.
Mm.
See, all these people, if you see what they are doing now, is medicine after death.
Okay.
You know, when somebody is dead already, it's already inside mortuary.
Mm.
You are trying to give him drugs.
Okay.
They have destroyed Lagos for these years.
Okay.
We don't need them again.
Okay.
Lagos is making like almost, see, my sister, I've read, I've seen it. Lagos is making close to 50 billion daily. What are they using it for? Why are these people wicked? I don't want to say anything on L.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for controlling yourself. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Very well, Sandra. My name is Abednego.
Abednego, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
I've listened to a lot of them's jingle.
Okay.
You get.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some of them on... I've heard them on radio. I've seen some of them on TV. I know that Jeremy, for instance, was on Ice Waste last week. I think Sawolu was there last 2 weeks. I've not heard from Funsho Doherty. I've heard a little. I mean, I see him tweet, but he's not, I don't know, maybe it's his campaign team. They are not on fire like that. He's giving us more of the elitism vibe.
Ooh.
He's not giving us the, we did for the streets, we did for owner. You know, GRV is giving me that vibe. Someone who has been leaking ice cream only. Sorry, like I was saying. So, like, I've been hearing from people. Jandor. I've not been hearing from Jandor.
Okay.
I mean, he has one of the finest names here, Jandor. But I've not been hearing from him apart from ads. But yes, now, you know, you can just walk into the store and say, give me two Jandor.
Oh, God.
You get. So that's the feeling you get. Regardless, I'm still sticking to GRUV.
Okay.
It's GRUV or not gravel, because some people are thinking that it's a short form for something. It's the name of a candidate in Lagos.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Abednego, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Wow. President Sandra.
Hmm.
Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. What's your name, sir?
This is your senior special advisor.
Welcome.
Like that caller said, medicine after death for some. You see that name, Jandor?
Mm-hmm.
I remember these five Charlie masters. There's something the guy always says. He want to fight, stand fair. This kingmaker of a thing. If he can do that, if he succeeds, I'm telling you, Lagos will be like the good old days. That name alone, Jandor, I'm telling you, he put something on the table. But for me, most of them, their advert, I did their promo.
Mm.
It's what I call Bubu Yaya.
Okay.
I'm telling you, President Sandra.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's see how it goes. Shebi, on Saturday, Abi?
This Saturday, that's right.
President Sandra, you know, the other time you were telling us 2 days to election, they deliver material. Now to reach 11 p.m., I heard they canceled the election. I said, how can this people dribble my president? Even my president was making an announcement, which we believed. Suddenly, we just hear that they don't postpone the thing. President Sandra, don't worry. You know, we have our own way of doing our own thing.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, let's talk about Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu on the campaign trail. He is the current governor of the state. And earlier in the campaign, many Lagosians said that the governor was almost invisible. Others said that he was too focused on Tinubu's presidential campaign. If you remember, he actually missed the Guba debates, for example. And some Lagosians said that this wasn't a big deal because the governor was understandably busy. But other Lagosians felt that he seemed to be taking Lagos voters for granted. Now, the presidential election is over and Governor Sanwo-Olu is everywhere. Last week, he gave a rare TV interview, which I played for you here as well. Towards the end of the week, he visited Computer Village and other markets. This Sunday, he made a surprise appearance at a church. I'm sure by now you've seen the video of him standing outside the church doors, greeting the congregation as they stepped out, you know. And so I want to ask, first of all, have you noticed a change in Governor Sanwo-Olu's campaign work rate since the presidential election? Do you feel that it's understandable? If you've noticed a change, do you feel it's understandable? Do you agree with those who say, yes, the governor should have been focusing on Tinubu's election first, you know, and now that Tinubu has been announced president-elect, he can then focus on his own re-election? Then my next question is, do you accept that the governor had good reasons not to attend the debates? Because he said he didn't want to share a platform or a podium with the PDP candidate because he believes that the PDP was using thugs. Do you believe that that was a good reason to not attend debates? Or do you believe that it was disrespectful towards voters? And speaking of voters, do you agree with those who say that Sanwo-Olu may have taken voters for granted but got a wake-up call after Tinubu lost Lagos to Obi? And finally, regardless of how you feel about the governor's last-minute push, do you think it will win voters over? 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk. Lagos 01465-7190. Send me a message on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. How you doing? Hi, what's your name?
Hello, good evening, Madam Sandra.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mr. John from Apapa. I'm happy you picked my call this time around.
I'm happy you called me now.
Thank you. I was listening to your program since you resumed work of today.
Oh, okay. Well, we're here now. Talk to me.
So, what you are talking about, our governor, Sanwo-Olu, he don't have any right. See, if I be all people, everybody in Lagos State, he will not see one vote. One.
Ah, why?
One vote. Because. Thank you. Why? Because they let him come out and point one thing that he did since he became governor. One thing, just one thing, that this is what I did since I became governor for over 4 years.
I can listen.
Now, he's coming out.
I can
going
listen.
To church, going, let him go to mosque. Let him go carry masquerade. He will not. Everybody will vote him out. If it is not Jandor, he will be Labour Party. This time around. Not all this one that they have been doing in Lagos, they scatter Lagos, scatter everything. They will be sharing allocation every time, every day. That is to say, we will not see anything. So for me, I will not support him. If I go vote, I will use my voter's card to vote him out.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, like I was saying, I don't think he heard what I was going to say. Governor Sanwo-Olu will list a number of things that he has done since he's been governor. And when we played the interview he gave Arise last week, he listed some of those things. He talked about some of the work they've done in healthcare. He talked about the first and last mile buses that they provided after they banned Okada, 500 of them. Now, of course, at the time I mentioned that 500 buses were too small as the first and last mile options for Lagos, you know, considering the big work that the bikes were doing when the bikes were here. However, he does point to, you know, those first and last mile buses, 500 of them, as part of what they've done. Also, what they've done with the ferries, you have a lot more boats on the road as a result of the Lagos State Government. You also have a lot of road construction ongoing. Now, of course, some Lagosians will say that the construction of those roads are taking forever to complete, increasing the suffering of the people. But I think it's also so curious that the Lagosians themselves who live in Lagos are often struggling to point to the things that the state governor says he has done, you know, because he comes and he lists all these things that his administration has done in 4 years. But every time people call me and they say, what has he done? You know, so is there a disconnect? Where does the disconnect exist? TA is on the line. Hi, TA.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Long time no see.
Yes, sir.
Throughout the whole election season, I was calling your Skype. It was not going. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
But anyway, great to you guys.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about Sanwo-Olu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were listing the achievements of Sanwo-Olu.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought you forgot. Maybe you forgot during the presidential election. They said that Tinubu did everything. So all those achievements you were listing, I think it's Tinubu that did it. It's not Sanwo-Olu. So as far as I'm concerned, Sanwo-Olu has not done anything. Tinubu was the one who tamed the ocean and did everything. So that's one. Number two is that Sanwo-Olu, actually, I really like the guy. He's a very gentle guy to me. But he took Lagos for granted. He was banking on the fact that he had his godfather who will win the vote for him. He disrespected Lagosians. He was saying that he would not come to the debate because of violence. And yet, APC thugs were brandishing weapons and causing violence throughout the whole place. And yet, police and every other person did not do anything concerning it. So for that reason alone, I would not even vote for him, and I'm going to campaign against him. And then lastly, that you see that Agbero, that Agbero stuff. I don't want to vote for anybody because of that Agbero, I will not vote for APC, not Sanwo-Olu over APC, because APC has made Agbero an institution in Lagos, and for that one reason alone, they should be booted out. So that those are my cogent reasons why I will not vote for Sanwo-Olu and APC.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you, TA, for calling us. We've got TA who joined us from Finland. Let me come to you here in Lagos, 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, we've been waiting for you. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. And I'm voting for the very first time in Nigeria.
Hey, we were waiting for your vote. Thank you.
Yes. So what I can say about the governor, I see a G3 person. He's afraid.
Okay.
And what I see that he did wrong was that this Labour Party guy didn't even campaign. I didn't know him.
Okay.
My plan was to vote for Jandor.
Okay.
But all they did against him, now I'm going to vote for him.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much, Susie, for calling. First time caller, first time voter says, because of all the campaigning against GRV, I'm going to be voting GRV now. Oh, interesting how that works out. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Jerry.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Osas. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Osas,
good
evening, talk to me. Good evening.
Sandra, you turning to Osha. I don't go to try and start shaking people. Even Osha, I don't need to shake people like that. See, when Fashola did first time, you're with me, Sandra, right? Did Fashola, was he going from church to church?
Was he?
What he did, Fashola did, brought him back for second time. You don't have to start going from church to church and start sharing CDs. The money is in printing CDs to be playing advert for you to be. If you have money to even buy three other people, they will be happy.
Are you saying Sanwo-Olu has not done anything in his 4 years?
What Fashola did?
No, Sanwo-Olu. Are you saying Sanwo-Olu has not done anything in his 4 years?
Done what? Compared to what Lagos is taking. You don't want to know. Did what? When I did work at this person, he was somebody. He did that, what's it called, Oshodi. Come on to start off, complete that job, to start the road that will take you down from Oshodi. They abandoned it. To see the traffic in that place, just to finish, just start the ground. When you come down, that will be causing traffic, a lot of water gathering in that place. Sandra Berg, make it go. I will never vote APC again in my life. APC. No.
Oh, Saz, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Joy, good to have you on the show.
Who am I not to vote for GRV? Who am I? Oh, my gosh. My total vote, even my check is even more seven. I checked last time. I'll be checking with Joy as I'm going to cast my vote. the total I wanted to say, I think, that escaped my mind. But in all,
see, these are our political leaders. Mm. Their wahala is too much. They tell you. Mm. It isn't that Sowolu now knows he was going to start campaigning all around. Mm. APC people and supporters, when Peter B was going to churches, they were yabbing him. Mm. He's been religious. In Shekiniko, how far now APC supporters are beg? How your people, they do usher? Why is Sowolu doing usher now? Huh? They should please call and come and explain to us. What's he doing in churches? It's diverting for food too now. I beg. Look for those things.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Joy. We've got... Sandra, you're selective. Kilo day, Tony, just send your message and go. Do you know how many messages we get on WhatsApp? I have no say over which messages I read. I just choose randomly. Do you know how rare it would be for me to choose your message and read? I promise I'm not selecting. I'm just randomly choosing. I don't know anybody. How will I choose whose message to read? Ed Tony from Alabama. We've got this message here on WhatsApp from Tara in Lekki. Tara says, I did hear the jingle, all of them is just entertainment. I've heard PDP, LP and APC jingles. But my own is that Sanwo-Olu has been taking Lagos people for granted. Now he's doing medicine after death to even stand to greet congregation after church. These things he's doing now, they vex me more and more, Seth. Yeah, so President Sandra, he got a wake-up call when his godfather Tinubu lost Lagos, as he will too on Saturday, and that he did not attend debate is a slap on Lagos people plus touts in Lagos. I'm gonna vote for Jandor. All right, Tari from Lekki, thank you for your message. Here's a message I have from Oluwayemi from Berja. Oluwayemi says, I believe it was disrespectful for Governor Sanwo-Olu not to attend the governorship debate, though some may argue that the governorship debate is not constituted. APC losing the presidential election in Lagos opened his eyes. Well, I believe that he will be steadfast, and it's an eye-opener for the APC and for Governor Sanwo-Olu, APC all the way. Oluwayemi, thank you very much for your message. We've got this one here from Ndifreke in Itire. Ndifreke says, wow, I love elections. Do you know Agunlejika Street off Ijesha Road has experienced a great change? I would have snapped the graded road, but I passed in a hurry. Elections should be every year. Okay. Thank you for your message. Do you know something that I really hate so much? I hate that the people will be struggling, suffering, complaining, and politicians will just unlook. Their unlooking game will be so strong. And then, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months to election, they'll start doing things everywhere. You know, there's a level of callousness in that kind of behavior, you know, because the same things that you're doing last minute as the fresh things that you can use to campaign during campaign season, if you're doing it in the first 4 years that you're in office, you're still going to be able to campaign with them, and you have a happy citizenry, a happy electorate that are not complaining about anything and are more accepting when you come and tell them, this is the candidate I want you to elect again, or I'm running again, please re-elect me, you know. But when you allow the people complain and suffer and moan and groan and cry, and then you wait until 3 minutes to elections, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 months, 6 months, and then you start doing things left, right and center just so that you have a few things that you can launch for headlines. It smells of callousness. It smells of, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not doing it because I cannot be bothered to do it because elections are not here yet. Once elections are coming, I'll run around and do a few things. And people are gullible and silly and they will eat it up anyway. It happens all over the country. It's not unique to any place. It happens at national level, at state level, and it's one of the most callous things about our politics. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, there's controversy in Lagos over Lagos state government agencies endorsing Sanwo-Olu for a second term. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
There's a controversy over Lagos State government agencies endorsing Governor Sanwo-Olu for a second term. If you're watching our live stream at the moment, I'm showing you footage. I'm sure you've seen it of LASMA officials campaigning for Sanwo-Olu. I'm sure you've seen the one from the Water Corporation as well. If you're watching our live stream at the moment, I'm showing it to you. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Now, there's a question here about whether the law is being broken by these Lagos State government agencies. So you have Section 92, Subsection 3 of the Electoral Act that says, quote, places designated for religious worship, police stations, and public offices shall not be used, A, for political campaigns, rallies, and processions, or B, to promote, propagate, or attack political parties, candidates, or their programs or ideologies, end quote. So that's for the Electoral Act. The public service rules also ban public servants from actively campaigning, and it bans the use of public agencies for campaigns. So, are agencies in Lagos breaking those laws? Let's take a look. On March 2nd, the Lagos Water Corporation tweeted, quote, re-elect Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu as governor, Lagos State, end quote. They actually tweeted it in all caps. Again, our live stream, I'm showing it to you. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. So to be clear, the Lagos Water Corporation is a state government body. Then there's also the video of LASMA officers, like I mentioned, in uniform, campaigning for the governor. That video, I'm playing it for you right now. You can see alleged officers of the state government's traffic management agency campaigning. Again, remember, they are on government payroll. A lot of Lagosians are complaining about this. They've kicked against these situations. They say that these situations look like violations of the law. But so far, we haven't heard any comment from LASMA or the Water Corporation. The governor's office has spoken, but about something else. His spokespeople have denied allegations that civil servants are under pressure to endorse and vote for the governor. But the governor's office has not spoken about the Water Corporation, about what the Water Corporation and LASMA officers have done and whether they think they've broken the law. So that controversy is raging at the moment. What's your take on that? What's your take on government agencies using their official handles, their official status to campaign for Governor Sanwo-Olu? What do you think about LASMA officers in uniform? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
I'm Olariwaju. I'm calling from Ash.
Olariwaju, welcome. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Sandra, I've been a listener here on your program.
Okay.
All this while. I just decided to make a call today.
Why have you called today?
So, I don't think anyone's been joking here.
Okay.
If you look at these agencies, they are state agencies.
Okay.
They're not federal agencies.
Okay.
And they are, that's their paymaster. So I don't believe they're looking any law.
Okay.
Under this legal system. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Nengwa.
Yeah. I think you asked question, why is it that these politicians or contestants, they always come at a dime minute to fix the road or to do the thing? I think it's the electorate that the one that is doing it.
Okay.
Because when they come at this time limit and they have their way, next time they will have already known how to get us. They will be waiting at the time limit. But if after they come to do a fix all this road at the time limit and we do not even listen to them, and next time they will know that these people, they are not, you can't take them for granted anymore. So that is the reason. And hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. the other one, someone will coming now to campaign, because we have since campaign started, I've not even seen him on the campaign ground.
Okay.
He was thinking that it's a business as usual, that is a godfather. We win it for him. But now that they lose his Lagos, that is why he was standing up now to buckle up his belt and everything. But it's too late to cry. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Gina A1 says it's too late to cry. 99.3.
Finally, Sandra picks me.
I pick you. What's your name, sir?
As in, I've been screaming, Sandra, pick me, Sandra, pick me, Sandra, pick me.
You
Sandra.
Have been picked.
Yes, nah.
Welcome.
Okay, so it's been a while since I've spoken to you. This is Max from Ikeja.
Hi, Max. Welcome.
Okay. So the Lagos Guba list actually looks like your collection or your people's collection of your tournament of champions, especially for four people. Jando, GRV, Rhodes Vivo, Funchal Dohati, and the NRM guy, Shola Breathwhite.
Uh-huh.
These are the four people I have heard.
Okay.
You know, and I know that these people they've had sound education, they've had sound experience. Some of them run their own businesses now.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to them and I'm awed and I'm like, why? Okay. Why is it that we don't have a lot more of these people into politics, but they are coming now?
Mm.
You know, so having listened to them, sometimes I wish that some of these other people were in other parties. Jando is fine,
okay,
but he doesn't have my vote. GRV has my vote.
Why?
Sawolu's problem is he trusted too much in the power of incumbency.
Mm-hmm.
So when he needed to work, he didn't work. So what he's doing now is coming a little too late, and people can see through it.
Mm.
You and I can agree that, yes, because I remember one video where he was talking to a group of young persons, and one young lady was asking him, now that you are talking to us, what happens when you get there and we are trying to get access to you?
Mm.
You see, that was what he didn't continue after his first elections.
Mm.
It became difficult, especially after NSAS. If he had continued to engage with young persons, I'm sure he wouldn't be in this situation right now.
Mm.
But that's my take.
Okay.
And then for the civil servants who are campaigning, well, they are campaigning for their leader. So a lot of people might complain that it's against the law or it's a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you expect?
Mm.
He's the person who has been loyal to them or who has been loyal to them for the last four years.
Mm.
So what do you expect? If they are enjoying it, they will campaign. If they are not enjoying it, then they will silently do what they want to do.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But I'm sure, like I told my friends for the presidential elections, these elections will also shock people.
Okay. All right.
In so many places.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Max. We've got Tonya from Lekki who says, Sandra, your caller is incorrect. Governor Sanwo-Olu is not the paymaster of state agencies. I am their paymaster through my income tax and my vote. Also, the Electoral Act applies to all elections run by INEC, which includes state elections. So it doesn't matter that these are state agencies. The Act is clear. No government offices at any level. Lagos State government offices and officials are breaking the law. Tonya from Lekki with that message on WhatsApp. All right, Tonya, thank you for your message. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Mommy J.
Mommy J.
I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome, Mommy J from Lekki. Go ahead.
And I'm first caller.
Hey,
first time caller.
I've been waiting for your call. Welcome.
You see, Sandra, what happened is that, like other callers says, this is just medicine after death. We have been in Lagos for years, and we have been suffering over APC.
Okay.
This time around, which I know by the grace of God, because it's not our power.
Right.
We pray God will intervene.
Right.
The APC, you know, so their matter is gone.
Right.
Even Sanwo-Olu, like, let him go to the whole Christian churches and shake everybody, both the children. We're not going to give them our vote because enough is enough.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Bless you as well, Mommy J. Thank you so much for calling. Keinde is joining us from Finland again. Hi, Keinde.
Sandra,
yes.
That advert you played.
Which one?
It's almost 10 minutes. Oh.
It's 3 minutes.
Many,
it's 3 minutes, not 10.
Oh, no. I just a good Ade dancer for you. Just remind me of Ade dancer. Yeah. But very precious. Well, only is now going everywhere. I pity the guy. But the thing is, like Max said, that video where he was talking to those ladies, mm-hmm. I remembered it when you started this show.
Yeah.
You see, politicians play a game that they think that the citizenry is gullible. But of course, they've been going away with it for such a long time.
Yeah.
But now it's about to catch up on them.
Yeah.
And that's why you see someone who's doing usha in the church, dancing in Mount Zion, and Zion Church, and all these things. If only he had done like Fashola did. Let your work speak for you. As far as I'm concerned, Sanwo-Olu's achievement is not commensurate with the revenue that Lagos is generating.
Mm.
No matter, there's no how you want to explain it to me. It's over 4 years. You need to listen to this guy's show, where people call in to complain about their areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then these people, like, and they listen. It's not like they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do anything. But immediately it comes to election time, they start running around.
Mm.
If you go to Ejigo Road,
mm-hmm.
I've been in Ejigo, I lived in around Ejigo before I left Nigeria. You need to see that road. That road is a mess.
Mm.
There is this road, Ijegun to Ijagemo.
Mm.
It's been there ever since Tinubu became a governor. It's been there, Ijegun to Ijagemo. They've not done that road till today, over 24 years.
Mm.
And we call Lagos a mega city. And they are collecting tax from these people. So I don't understand. So as far as I'm concerned, APC really they need to buckle up. And if by chance they scale this one through, they need to buckle up.
Mm.
But I don't see how they want to spill it through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Kehinde. You know, I went to Amu Odofi for the first time since I moved to Lagos. I believe it was in January, either January or sometime in February. I think it was January. And I was stunned by how terrible the roads were. Like, the roads were so bad, and I'm like, how are these people permitting this, you know? How are people living here, and politicians will come and campaign to them, and you know, you have local government chairman, whether they're elected or selected, they're Sha local government chairman, you know, you have LCDA leaders as well. How are these people able to be comfortable when people's cars are getting pulled by the roads that they have to drive on because they live in Lagos? Like, our saving grace that day was that we went, because it was a friend of mine, her child was 1 years old, so I had to go for the child's birthday. And I think we were just grateful that it was on a Sunday, so the trip wasn't, you know, long and arduous. But I just kept imagining what it would be like to travel, you know, to make that trip on a work day during rush hour. Like, the amount of man hours that could be just saved from ensuring that people have decent roads. Just decent roads, you know? You know? But hey, it's your choice to make in 5 days, you know? And perhaps you've seen enough to let you know, okay, I want the person in Alausa to stay in Alausa, or I don't want the person in Alausa to stay in Alausa. I've seen someone who I think might be better. Who is that person? Why? And yes, back to this thing about government agencies campaigning. Do you agree with those that say that they're breaking the law? Or do you agree with those that say, well, he's their leader. What are they going to do? 99.3, hello.
How's that going? Sandra, I actually went on the drivers and the slow lane just to make this call.
Okay,
welcome. My name is Florence, calling you from Lekki.
Welcome, Florence from Lekki.
So I'm so happy that we've gotten to this point in democracy where competitive governance has begun to speak. So your scorecard is your performance. You don't perform, people remove you. But people have to understand, it is clear, there's so many policies that have failed within Sanwo-Olu's government. And I'm sad that I see him doing hush-hush campaign. At the onset of this campaign, he wasn't even really campaigning.
Mm.
He was so confident that he was going to take it out. But I expected Sanwo-Olu to come down from his high horse long before this period of time. I did one short service where actually they were opening that church and he was present. At the point they started praying, I saw him, he left, he walked out. I felt really bad because I realized he's a Christian. He was in the presence of God. He came for a church opening. They hadn't gone halfway. After giving his opening speech, he left. Even before prayer, I felt very slighted by that action, you know, but who am I, you know? That tells you how he has neglected so many facets in Lagos State. So many failed policies. Last man's coming today now to say, vote for Sanwo-Olu. They should first of all return the widow's card at the auction. That widow's car that they auctioned, and she was buying for them to allow her buy back her vehicle and they refused. I expected someone to come up at that point and see that woman as a widow and use her as an example and help her. But he kept quiet. He won't say he didn't see that. So many things have gone wrong. There are so many people who have been wounded by policies. Lasma has done much hurt to his even governance than he has even done to himself. You know, coming down to start licking ice cream, all those things don't work. I thank God for it. You want to know, I grew up in First Alexandria.
Okay.
If not for anything, the entire badagry will rally around someone else than someone. They have suffered for so long in that area. You call Lagos a mega city. There are areas in Lagos where they haven't seen light for 3 months.
Yes.
Water, a mega city without a functional water board. And you just see down there, all Lagos the government have been is procurement. Just like Jandor said, anything that has to do with procurement, that's where they're interested in procurement. They have not seen any science and tech development coming up from Lagos State. So many things are not working. So it's high time we give it to someone else. It's not about being tribalistic. It's not about anything. But these indices are there. These scorecards are there. They're not doing well. There's so much more Lagos can offer a citizen. So I support everyone. Go out and vote your choice. Let's begin this competitive performance. And then in the next 8-10 years, you will see the shift. People should stop being personal or sentimental. I work for Lagos State government. I have to vote for my boss. No, you remain where you are. Allow someone else come in. But this guy was killed. Ambode was kicked out 4 years ago. They had their issues. Someone else has stepped in. Whoever is going to come in after someone realize that I have the people to contend with in 4 years' time. And that's only how you get development. People should stop being sentimental about performance. You're not doing them a favor. They opted to serve you. So they should serve you and serve you to your satisfaction. That is governance. Otherwise, sit down in your house and run your own private company. This is public money. Do you know how much tax you pay, Sandra? I pay over 30-something. I'm almost 30% every month when I see how much comes off my salary. I'm pained. And then you sit down and tell me you want to go and lick ice cream in the mall, and then that makes me okay. No, that doesn't make sense. So I'm happy we're getting to this point in governance. I'm extremely happy. Okay. Looking forward to the next 4 years.
All right. Thank you very much, Florence, for calling. Governor Sanwo-Olu is using the word please. It's good to be a Lagosian now. Sandra, the law you read out are not existent in Lagos for a long time. Go to most local government secretariats. It's all about APC poster, as if those buildings have been solely for APC. These are public buildings owned by the people, not a particular government. All right. Thank you for your message. We've got this message here. I saw you that day you came around Amuo Odofi and Mile 2 Bridge. You were in a gold Toyota Camry Uber. I told my wife I saw you. Oh. Wow, really? No hiding, please. We've got this message here. Gatti from Babcock says, my addition and deduction of my observation of the candidate on the ballot, I will prefer Badegbo of LP. I think it's high time we try an architect to redesign Lagos and make Lagos the mega city we desire. My man will be GRV come Saturday. We remain the liberal people of Nigeria. Gatti from Babcock, thanks for your message. We've got Jonah from Moe who says, the saving grace for Sanwo-Olu is that the gubernatorial election did not hold on the same day as the presidential election. That has given him enough time to strategize to win the election. I think he will win, but if I was in Lagos, I would vote GRV. All right, Jonah, thank you for your message. We have this message here from Dr. Bimbo Kainde. Dr. Bimbo says, you can see brilliant and intelligent people, candidates in other parties, because only one person is permitted to think in APC Lagos. Sandra, don't go to Ejibo. You'll weep for their so-called Lagos they built. Dr. Bimbo Kainde, Ikperu Modern Child Center. Thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Larry. Larry says, President Sandra, Lasma that is supposed to hide their faces because of their sins. Come, they spoil things the more, making some of us to vex. Larry. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Wole from Badore says, they are trying to fix Ado Road now because election is coming. They're paving stones, showing up. They should fix the street lights while at it. Wole from Badore with that message. All right, thanks for your message. We've got Eniola from Ibejulekki who says, President Sandra, I've heard a few jingles and I like the Jando guy. But for me, Sanwo-Olu has really done a lot, but to be honest, But 4 years is enough for everybody. For Agbero, they can really be flushed. May God help Nigeria. Eniola, thank you very much for your message. Cletus Akpan says, someone has further uplifted the institution of Agberoism, and that's one of his weakest links. His achievements are not commensurate with the income of Lagos State. He has only succeeded in being a party man. All right. Thanks for your message. We've got this one here from Abraham in Awaya. Abraham says, Sandra, they said change is constant. It's time to change the APC. LP has my vote in the state. All right. This guy from Finland is very, very on point. Ejibwani Jego is not like, is like, it's not part of Lagos or in existence. All right. Thank you so much for your message. I wish I had more time to take a bit more messages. Okay, let me take this final one from Chris. Chris says, Sandra, I hope you can see our society. You state what the law says as regards agencies campaigning for the government of the day, and someone says there's nothing wrong with it. Is nothing wrong with the law? It's not an offense or what? God save our society. Chris, thanks for your message. Lagos, that's all the time I have. I'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Those are your hard facts. Lagos, good night.